Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. Welcome to Feedback. 7 minutes after 8 a.m. And I believe I may have found a subject matter for us to discuss this morning that Tom and I may actually agree on. And there may not be any yelling, screaming, throwing of small animals, that type of thing. We'll see. We'll see. We shall jump into this. All right. The subject du jour, however, I will leave this open for you if you want to throw in and be a part of the conversation. 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you'd like to be a part of the conversation. All right, let's jump in with this. The scandal of Bob McDonnell, former Virginia Republican governor. This is a scandal. This is not a little oopsie. This is corruption. This is bribery. This is influence peddling. This is, as Tom said, a lot of politicians, well, this is how it's done. Nope, I don't buy it, and I'm not going to allow it to be an excuse. Let me just bring you up to speed. He has been in, it's not funny, but it happens so much that there's a bit of a humor side to it, or, you know, you got to laugh, or if you're going to cry. He has been indicted on 14 counts. He and his wife, he appeared with his wife, daughter, son-in-law, to address the media just a few hours after the indictment. He's the first Virginia governor to face criminal charges and will be arraigned in Richmond, Virginia, later in the week. Of course, he says he's been falsely accused, his public service has been wrongly attacked, and that he would use all of the resources available to get in order to fight what he says has been an unjust federal overreach. If he is convicted on all counts, he's looking at a maximum prison sentence of 80 years and fines of $1.25 million.
Please send in a contribution to my defense fund.
Help me. Clinton had the legal defense fund.
I think a lot of them do, yeah. If they're getting in trouble, they're not going to pay the legal fees out of their own pocket. Come on.
No, I hate to I'm so sorry that I actually committed these criminal and immoral acts while I was working for you. The public, I'm sorry. Now I'd like you to dig a little deeper into your pocket and pay for my lawyers so that I can...
The thing that might be most annoying, though, is when we find out that as loathsome as this is and how we look at it with a jaundiced eye and say, this is corruption, this is bribery, the laws may be written in a way that it's not illegal.
Well, we're going to address that. And there's an issue where you have to understand not only the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. Mm. Like, for example, you and I, in our radio business, there's payola laws. Back in the 50s and so forth, record executives would show up at DJ's studios and say, hey, you know, I got this this new record that I'd like you to play, and, you know, here's a couple $100 for you to give it a spin. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, that's payola. You can't do that anymore. However, we can accept gifts up to what? $25? $50?
I believe it's $25.
$25.
So if somebody brings us donuts,
yeah,
that's okay.
Somebody wants to buy us breakfast or bring us donuts or, you know.
We're not supposed to beg for food, though.
I'm not begging.
Management doesn't look kindly on that.
Yeah, whatever. I'm hungry. if we're allowed to receive a certain level. So the law says you can receive a gift as long as it's, you know, down here. You know,
the idea is that the governor of Virginia is not going to do something to help you out for Hardee's coupons or something.
Exactly.
You know?
And if he does, wow, that's a deal. You know, it's like, hey, listen, I got mm-hmm. this buy one, get one free Big Mac. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right. So the issue has come to light that McDonald and his wife was really involved. There's an executive for a company that Johnny Williams, apparently, is the CEO of Star Scientific. And what I gathered is this is a company that one of the things that it did made diet aids that were made from tobacco products.
Ah.
You know, it's like, wow, That's awesome. Well, it is Virginia.
Can we take some of the taxes off what we pay on the tobacco that we purchase to make our products?
Yeah, well, they wanted, you know, some help getting it marketed. They wanted, you know, hey, I got a great product here that's going to help Virginia. What can you do to help me get it out there on the market? Well, the wife had the CEO take her on a $20,000 shopping spree to all types of places in New York City. There were offers of loans. There were loans secured to the family, the first family of Virginia, all of this stuff. $50,000 loans, $20,000 shopping sprees, a Rolex watch where if it was a presidential gold Rolex, those things go for anywhere 15 to 20 grand, can be even more if it's, you know what I'm saying? This is a little bit further into the gift category than what the law allows. So after...
Normally in these situations, when a politician receives a gift like this, they will say, it did not hinder my ability to make the right call when it comes to legislation, or I did not go out of my way to help them in any way.
Well, the President of the United States also has a limitation on what foreign dignitaries can present as gifts.
And normally those gifts get sent to the Smithsonian
Precisely.
Or put in storage in Washington, D.C. They don't
and,
get to go home
you know,
with you.
Obama writes a little thank you note. Michelle writes, dear Vladimir Putin, thank you for the replication bust of... you know, Winston Churchill. We got rid of the old one, but thanks for the new one. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Well, McDonald says that he deeply regrets taking gifts from Star Scientific Johnny CEO Johnny Williams. He says that he returned and repaid with interest the lavish gifts, loans. He apologized for his poor judgment and said that he has accepted full responsibility.
Would he have repaid with
nope.
interest if he wouldn't have been caught?
Hell no. Now, I find his comment saying that he has accepted full responsibility. Governor, let me give you my definition of full responsibility. You conducted yourself in a behavior that you knew was at the very least inappropriate, but illegal, according to the law. Accepting full responsibility is taking your punishment and not whining like a little girl. McDonald then said that the United States Supreme Court, and this is your issue about the laws, that the Supreme Court has rejected the idea that facilitating an introduction or a meeting, appearing at a reception, or expressing support for a Virginia business is a federal crime if it involves a political donor or someone who gave an official gift. He's saying the Supreme Court has said you can be a spokesperson for a company even if they are a donor, even if they have given you an official gift. An official gift, that means it's got to fall in the parameters. And I'm not exactly sure that your wife getting a shopping spree in New York is an official gift. Mm. How do you file that one?
Yeah.
And exactly.
What's the other thing? Did he pay taxes on all of this stuff that he
got?
Oh,
well, I'm sure the IRS is sitting there. Oh, and you know the IRS
right.
is sitting there going, wait till you're done with the criminal aspect of this. He then goes on to say, if it were applied as the law of the land, then nearly every elected official from the president on down would have to be charged for providing tangible benefit to donors. This is where I've had enough of listening to his whining. First of all, I've taken responsibility for my actions. No, you haven't. You got caught. You're doing a press conference in front of it trying to control the spin. That's not taking responsibility. You committed a crime, and now you're trying to plead your way out of it. That's not taking responsibility. Then you say the Supreme Court is on your side and saying that it's okay. You took gifts well out of the dim of normal gifts, and you know it. And then he goes to the excuse that I hate the most. Well, they did it. They did it. I haven't heard that argument. There's only two places I've ever heard that argument. Fourth grade and politicians. And you know what? I'm beginning to think they both have basically the same mentality in some aspects. So there it is. McDonald, he gets arraigned on Friday on a variety of charges. He's looking at a maximum of 80 years in prison
All right.
and a million plus in fines.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
The difference between this, taking tangible items from a company,
uh-huh.
whether it be a Rolex watch or a shopping spree for your wife,
right,
and accepting a job with an industry or a company after you are involved in making law that affects
okay.
those companies 6 months down the road.
Well, it depends. Okay, now I know that's going to sound like, well, look at the political answer he's given. If, as a politician, the executive for the company comes in and says, listen, tell you what we're going to do. You are going to do this for us, and then when you leave office,
well, they won't be that you blatant can, about
oh,
it.
Yes, they will. That's it, exactly what they
be
do.
A little more subtle than that.
Really? They'll
you're
sit down.
About, you're thinking about leaving office at some point in time. We might have a spot for you, know, you in one of our subsidiaries.
You know, we've been thinking about adding this position
yeah.
that does nothing, but look at all the zeros on the paycheck.
Okay, didn't say that.
That is blatantly influence peddling. If, and this is where it becomes a gray issue, and you should always avoid the appearance of evil. Always. If you are directly involved with a company, and after you're done, all is said and done, you're out, they come up to you and say, listen, we'd like to hire you as being blah, 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 blah. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Prime example, former governor of Florida, Chris, what was his name? We called him Governor Teeth because he just had these giant white teeth. And anyway, he skinny guy.
This is the guy that changed parties.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. What's his name?
You know, I don't remember.
I can't remember his name either. I can still see his face. This guy started out as a Republican, switched to a liberal, I mean an independent, and then after he got out of office basically said, yeah, I'm a Democrat. I'm going to try and run as a Democrat. He was incredibly on the side of personal injury attorneys.
Charlie Crist.
Charlie Crist.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Never addressed the other rumors that flew around about that he got married for show and that he never spent a single evening with his wife. We're leaving that
wrong with that.
Yeah, well, maybe you think so. Anyway, immediately after leaving the governor's office, one of the biggest personal injury firms in Florida gobbled him up and hired him. Why? So they could put his face on a stinking billboard. And I thought, wow, what a fall from grace. You go from governor to pitch man for a bunch of ambulance chasers. That's beautiful. That it was clear that he had no integrity whatsoever. And everybody just kind of, you know, excused it. All right, let's give you an opportunity to be a part of the program. We're going to take our first break. 715-845-2155 is the phone number. If you'd like to give us your opinion of this whole circumstance. And I think when we get back, I'd like to take just a couple comments about these smart meters that are having a bit of controversy in our area. Let's talk about that as well. 715-845-2155.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.